we did get bombed and strafed in Holland on New Year's Day in 1945. And we had our squadrons of airplanes out there warming up at the end of the runway, ready to take off, but there was ice on the runway, and they had there was so much torque in the engines, if they took off on ice, it would just pull them right off the runway, so we had to wait. And I was checking one aircraft when all of a sudden there was a roar, and just over the treetops came 65 German fighters strafing, and of course they went after the anti-aircraft guns and went after these planes at the end of the runway, and just blowing up everything they could. And the airplane I was checking, I jumped off and laid in the ground, of course, and they hit it and re-shorted the cannons on the aircraft and the recoil backed the aircraft away. So I was out there at least where they weren't directly shooting at me. So. But anyway, eventually two of our planes did try to take off. One went off the runway. One did get up in the air and shot down one German plane, and then they shot him down. But when they strafed for 35 minutes, they just rolled their coop tops back and looked over, and anything that moved, they'd go after him. So when it kind of quietened down, I was thinking to myself, why did I have to be on duty this morning early? So I run as hard as I could back to the shack we lived in, and I got there, and the whole front of the building was blown right off. It was gone, and we had about an 8-foot long wooden table and wooden legs on it in each corner, and they'd blown the legs right off the table. It was sitting right down on the floor. And so I grabbed my helmet, my rifle, and run for the canal. There was a deep canal going through, and our own crates of bombs and gasoline were on fire, so I knew they were going to blow up. But I was thinking on the way back, why couldn't I have been not on duty this morning? But there was four guys in the room when it started in the shack, and three of them got hit, and they eventually got out through the opening and went down into an underground sewer. But when I did go back to the room, my bed had been riddled with bullets, and I still got the blanket in there. It's the original issue blanket. And so when I see the holes, then I thought I was out on the field, not in bed.